From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Friday, December 7th. A car crash takes the lives of two ex-major leaguers, one who played for the Pirates. Here's CBS's Tom Foti.
Word from Venezuela that
former Angel Luis Valbuena has been killed in an automobile accident. Another former major leaguer, Jose Castillo, was also killed in the accident.
KCBS TV sports reporter Jim Hill in L.A. The two players just finished a Winter League game in Venezuela.
Castillo played infield for the Pirates, Giants, and Astros between 2004 and 2008. Traffic issues on East Carson Street between Beck's Run and the Glenwood Bridge, where part of the road is sinking. PennDOT's Steve Cowan tells KDKA-TV repairs are underway.
We're taking two lanes of traffic down to a single lane, alternating. I do know that there are traffic headaches in that area. If motorists can avoid it for the next few days, that would be your best bet.
They're hoping to have repairs finished and all lanes of East Carson open again by Monday afternoon. Students at Brightwood Career Institute in downtown Pittsburgh are scrambling after hearing this week the for-profit school will abruptly close its doors today. Here's KDKA Radio's Joe DeStio.
Brightwood announced in September it would stop accepting students due to financial concerns. Now it's the students, about 180 who started this term, who have concerns. Brightwood is telling students with loans to apply for forgiveness with the U.S. Department of Education. Elizabeth Johnston at Community College of Allegheny County says they've heard from two students so far about transferring.
We have a host of academic advisors and financial aid advisors and career counselors on hand to help any individuals who may be impacted.
Joe DeStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Closing arguments begin today in the trial of Westmoreland County Sheriff Jonathan Held. The judge dismissed a theft charge yesterday, saying prosecutors failed to prove it happened. The defense rested then without calling any witnesses. Held's attorney, Ryan Tutera, tells KDKA-TV.
We're very happy and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Held is accused of assigning his staff to do work for his re-election campaign while they were on the clock for the county. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.